indeed, our channeler is making excellent progress. You see, she is quick on the feet. She is quick to attune to the highest vibration. Now, there is an urgency of arriving, an expectation that we proceed to provide and offer to each of you. In other words, she is learning to attune to a higher alchemy, a higher destination, and primarily she is doing pretty well. She may slip and slide in this particular transmission as she opens up to higher channels of allowance. Now, we share this teaching, we share this obligation, because in fact, that is indeed why each of you have arrived. In other words, you have agreed to receive this higher attunement of love. It is an extension of your own holy self. Get the picture? That is what we are perceiving. That is what we are expecting. That is what we are teaching each of you. In other words, as we adjust your temperature, as we guide you to this highest alchemy of truth, in fact, what you are doing is meeting your brethren. What you are doing is meeting your higher vision, your higher self. What you are doing is plugging in to a higher source of material. Now, the material is quite important. The material is quite substantial. And the material will allow you to adjust to new opportunities that are an extension of self. In other words, as we continue to work with each of you, we are primarily interested today in extension. In other words, extending yourself to your true reality, to your true self. Let us explain. You have been enjoying the earth travels for a while now, yes? And you have been playing along. Understand, you have been following the ball or following on the dotted line or following the leader. There is a lot of following that is occurring. Now, that is all well and good. You want to fit into the party. You want to dress appropriately. You don't want to shake too many tail feathers too soon until you get your own balance, until you get your own higher vision, until you are connected to your higher source. Now, what we are proclaiming is that it is your right at this very holy moment to travel up, to beam up, to see from an accelerated perspective. Now, as you do, as you orchestrate this destiny, you will find yourself with riddles easily solved. In other words, imagine being puzzled by an affair in a situation, a problem, shall we say. Over and over, you were just not finding the right, correct key. Again, you are looking at it bottom up. You are looking at it from a mostly linear perspective. You are looking at it from the perspective of the cards that you have received to play with. Now, as we invite you to the higher realms, in fact, you will be delighted with your newfound perspective, with your new looking glasses, with your new spectacles. Understand? In other words, the problem will readily be solved when you recognize it is no problem at all. It is an opportunity to function from a higher reality. Now, as you do this, you will easily kick the garbage can to the street. Perhaps you'll throw the garbage can out completely and purchase a flower bed. Perhaps you will plant some of the loveliest roses. You see, the challenges are simply identifying areas, places, where you are due to grow, where the material at hand is outdated to meet the challenges of the morrow. Now, we invite you to come into agreement. We invite you to draw close the perspective of yesteryear, and we invite you into our parlor. As you come into the sitting room, you notice there is a screen, and in the screen, you are viewing your old trespasses against self. You are viewing your old, what you would perceive to as mistakes. We offer you the perspective of them being, of these experiences being learning tools, being obligations of the heart. In other words, as you cross your T's, as you dot your I's, what you are doing is viewing your current situation, that which you would term your linear story, your life, along with your higher self. Understand? Now, what we are suggesting, therefore, is you are at one with your higher self at this time in this parlor room, in this sitting chamber, and you are viewing your life. You are looking at those places where you have been turning topsy-turvy, when you have been up at night, when you have been scrambling to find your next step, to no avail. And we say, check again. Because as you view these situations from this state of darkness, not, but from awareness of light, in fact, you will bring forth the lightened degree. You will bring forth that which is in harmony with your new self. Now, we gently urge you to press the button on the screen, because as you do so, you see that your life is captured in slides or film. And as you advance, you notice the screen, it is getting lighter. There is more light to be had. There is more light involved. Now that is the sign of the times. You are going to find the old paradigm, whether it is in the outward approach in terms of national or international concerns or affairs, or whether primarily within your own vessel. In other words, what you would perceive to be directly affecting you in your personal life. And you are recognizing that these challenges of the lower energy, the lower consciousness, the lower regard, they are being encapsulated and inserted into a higher framework, into a higher destiny, into a more light-bathed reality. Now, as such, you are obligated, therefore, to make choice. In other words, you can continue to walk the course of your lower intention. There is no one to stop you. There is a free will zone, and it shall remain as such. But as you are most willing to follow the guidance of your higher self, that is providing a bit of an overlay over these initial linear frames, in fact, you will glide into a new frontier. It may be, of course, that there are some shifts to occur. You understand, the garbage can, you have not known what to do with it. It turns out it is in the way of the new flower bed that has been ordered by your higher self. Now, we say ordered, but you still must come into agreement. In other words, imagine you suddenly start noticing the flower bed across the street at the neighbor's house. You suddenly notice it when you didn't see it before. Understand? These are the signals of your higher self drawing near. It is teaching you. It is showing you the very next step to take. You notice the flower bed on a bright sunny day, and you remark, how pretty. On the second day, you notice it again. The third day, perhaps you are occupied with lower consciousness material and you don't notice it at all. The same on the fourth day. But by the fifth day, you see that flower bed and it suddenly dawns on you. You have this aha moment. Why not turn your lawn into a lovely flower garden? Why not purchase your own flower bed? You see, these are the exchanges of wisdom or guidance that are being offered to you today and onward. Now, this has been indeed an ongoing process, and many of you, we are sure, can relate to this occurrence. Something starts blending into your normal consciousness. This is the overlay of your divine self coming to make itself apparent, coming to dream with you into this life as you would understand it, coming to serve in truth as being one with you in that regard, providing the impetus, providing the structure, providing the holy material to in fact descend into your structure, to become one, to be guided. You may call it to be one with the Christ, yes? Now, we are talking about flower beds, and you are saying that there is work to be done. There are children starving. There is the threat of the nuclear war. What is this about flower beds? And we say to trust the process. If you cannot hear the invitation to purchase a pretty flower, what chance do we have of getting you to open up to your Christ essence at a great time of need? You see, step by step. What you will find, however, to be quite frank, is the flower bed is symbolic of change. Notice the imagery that we spoke of. At first, we were talking about trash. Now we are talking about life. We are talking about the blooming of new energies, the blooming of higher vibration, the blooming of a color frequency of light. You are all carrying the energies of new vibrant colors. Some that have the clairvoyant tendency may be quite aware. For others, you may simply feel at moments that there is something new occurring. And for others, not much has changed, but oh boy, has it. We remark at your keen ability to receive. In fact, it is going very well. There have been challenges along the way, but accommodations have been made. You must understand, as you commit to awaken consciousness, to lead humanity, there is a protective seal, or shall we say, a good bit and dosing of grace that is being offered you at this time. It is because you are signaling your readiness to serve the light, your readiness to come on board and to be at one with your I Am presence, with the energies of the Elohim. So we salute each of you. We implore you to trust as you open to trusting these higher attunements, both in the channeling sessions as well as in your natural resting times and spots. You will find these resurgences of light. You will find your obligation to self. You will be noticing that, in fact, there is an offering to be made. Pay attention, if you will, to the common material, that which seems useless. Well, this is not a spiritual moment. You see, I'm just attending to the dishes. Watch out. In your ordinary moments, these are wonderful opportunities for learning and energy exchanges. In other words, not much is happening, yes? You move into a beautiful place of receptivity, and there, the Christ Council has opportunity to lend a hand, to lend its higher vibration, to lend a trademark of truth. So, may we say, you are being guided in each moment. You are being lovingly protected and cared for in each moment. And let us say, it is good. So at this time, as we close and seal this activation of trust, we ask you to commit to this light. We ask you to commit to that which is being offered. We ask you to commit to the resonance and energy exchange of love. And so it is. Oh, my gosh, just beautiful beyond words, beautiful beyond words. Just beautiful beyond words. The only thing I can say is, you know, when you ever see those little, I don't know what they are, pictures, whatever, and it's like God's handprint or Jesus's footprint or whatever it is, that's kind of how it feels to me. It really feels like we're moving into a place of really using these energies on a much more, purposeful and, shall I add, life-changing basis. In other words, these are the times. These are the times. So we're really learning how to accept that grace and work with it and use it and respond to it. Respond to it. And I'll just say this, and then we're going to go to the questions and answers. I literally see my guides when I said, and respond to it. I've got my own supporters that are kind of like knocking on like an oak door really, really hard, as if to say they're knocking. Will I personally listen? So it was just a little joke there. But I took heed to the joke. I got the message. All right, so we will go in order and see how we can be of help today. We're going to start with Mitzi. Hi, Mitzi.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how can we help you? I am good, thank you.
Well, let's see. I guess a message for my highest good, although if they have anything useful to say about the Mark thing, that would be good too.
Okay. And say your first name.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
They're asking you to move into a place of trust. Now here's the compliment. You are moving along quite beautifully on your spiritual path. And learning how to, and say your name one more time.
Mitzi.
Thank you. And learning how to, like, disregard false beliefs, move into new beliefs and new customs, new paradigms. There is, like, a major shift underway. It looks like you're completing a cycle and really moving into, like, a new realm and frontier. I'm going to just go on record to say that there's going to be like a major shift, and it's almost like the changing of the guards, and life really will never be quite the same anymore. And so that's where you come in, because you're learning how to trust this new vibration. And so I see you walking into a room where, you know, the compliment to you is you're in the room. You had the courage to go in the room. But you're doing it kind of timidly, you know, kind of scared, like, I'm still holding my breath. Is it okay to trust? And that's what they're encouraging you to do. There's something I posted on Facebook that they want me to send that to you. So just remind me. It's just like an affirmation thing. But the bottom line is you're really learning how to trust this higher self, and that's what you're in the process of doing, is like really learning how to, like, I see you in a sailboat putting up the sails and trusting, you know, the winds of change, trusting your higher guidance and really letting go of the old approach. So you're in the process, you're really doing quite beautifully. So what you're in the process of doing is you're in the middle of doing it with an energy of being kind of timid about it and sort of scared, like, is this okay? Am I doing this right? To a place of, wait a minute, I really do trust this higher divine wisdom. I really do trust that. And you know what? I'm ready to let go of the old, because the old was, you know, just based on that old energy that really hasn't served humanity anyway. And even, they're saying, and even may we suggest, you know, looking forward, you know, and having almost like a spring in your step where it moves into a place of exciting. So it's from being timid to, okay, I'm going to trust, to now I'm actually excited. And say your name one more time.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
Yeah, you, this is really about your relationship with those that, like, higher. I guess it's like kind of like the message today. But again, it's going from moving into a place of further trust. Now, there's something that I wanted to remember, and I forgot. I guess it was those affirmations. So just remind me, and I'll send that
okay.
to you. And yeah, that's complete today. But they are sharing, and say your name one more time.
Mitzi.
Yeah, this is all about you trusting you. And you are moving into, like, literally like a new timeline. So keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Hi, David, welcome. David, if you're there, you just need to unmute your side.
Okay, I'm unmuted. Hi.
Excellent. Hi, David. How can we help you today?
I'm growing a business, and I'm looking for love in all the wrong places or the right places, and I'm looking for an extraordinary year ahead.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm looking for a general understanding of what's working, what's not working, and what I get to add.
Okay. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to have you say your name just to tune into you vibrationally, and if you will say your first name for me.
David.
And say it one more time.
David.
And say it one more time.
David.
Well, the first thing I actually saw was like an Avengers uniform. I know nothing about those comic strips, but my sense regarding that is you have an opportunity, and say your name one more time.
David.
You have an opportunity to play it higher in terms of, again, sort of like the message, trusting that intuitive guidance and wisdom over maybe some of the more practical, linear expectations. And they're saying, throw them a rope, throw them a rope. So they want me to share about my process, which, to be honest, for whatever reason, I don't have a concrete example. But here's the general thing. People come at me all the time with all kinds of practical, linear, do this, do that, do that, do that. But for me, it's really an intuitive thing. And what they're saying for you, and say your name one more time.
David.
You have an opportunity to trust some of your intuition above and beyond where you've been going. They're inviting you to like put paper and pen by your bedstand. You're working quite beautifully with some guidance in your dreamtime state, and they're trying to bring forth some of that material. So they're asking you to start recording your dreams. Now, here's the thing about your dream work. You may not understand anything you're writing. You may not even get anything. I don't remember my dreams. It doesn't matter. Simply by having that intention that you're kind of signaling to your unconscious self to bring forth that material, what's going to happen is either you actually receive the guidance and you remember it, which is cool and dandy, or else, and I feel like it's going to be more of this, that dream symbolism is going to start bleeding into your everyday experience. So in other words, let's say you're working with your spirit guide, and that spirit guide's wearing a red robe or something. Is giving you some information. And then during the day, you know, you come across, you're standing behind someone, and they're wearing a bright red shirt. What that's going to do is it just kind of like is going to support you in terms of transferring that memory, transferring the material. So in other words, what they're stating for you specifically, for whatever reason right now, there's a lot of dream symbolism in your everyday life. It's funny, but if you ever get into this very awakened states, you can really look at everything that you think is just everyday material. It's like your life, like no big deal. And there's a second layer or meaning to everything. But for you, they're working with you substantially during what we would call, you know, the nighttime or dream state. So they're trying to help you to open up more to that material. And there are some kind of symbols or things occurring during your day. So just by having this conversation now, you're going to be more receptive to it, but also include the paper and pen. So that's the first thing that we want to say to you. So one moment, please. And say your name again, please.
David.
And say it one more time.
David.
Do your best to take, I'm sometimes good and sometimes not so good with this advice. Do your best to take those deep holy breaths, especially when something irritates you, you find something frustrating, you're initially angry, like whatever afflictive emotion comes up. Because what you're learning how to do is to receive the information that's being broadcast. There's some kind of, and we all do this, it's just ego defense, it's like nothing particular to you. But for whatever reason, there's a hesitancy to let go and open up to information. So there's kind of like a block, and we all have that. It's basically a defense. We all have that to some extent here, there, and everywhere. But for you, you have an opportunity to open up more than you currently have, which is good. So in other words, there's more coming. And so in other words, there's information coming in terms of, or kind of there actually, like an easier way to do something, or what somebody's really saying, or what's really going on. And so because there tends to be like this tightness about it, and it just feels like maybe a little bit of fear, as you relax a little bit, you really are. See, the theme with you, David, is guidance. There's guidance like all over. What they're trying to do is to help you receive it more. So it's so beautiful that you joined today, because I really feel like this whole process is going to help you to do that. Now, let me see if I can give you anything on a practical nature. One moment, please. And so your first question is business. Is that correct?
Yes, my business is growing, and I'm in a position where I'm like receiving. So I'm not typically, my mindset is push, 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 request, request, request. And what I'm starting to do and seeing results is letting go, exactly as you're indicating, and letting the phone ring with a new opportunity. And when that actually happens, it's like so powerful.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for more of that. Like, I'm available and I'm good at what I'm doing and I'm putting it out there.
Yeah.
And differently than past business ventures, my style is one of looking at relaxing into it, letting referrals happen and letting the phone ring towards me, contrasting to my past where I've always been such a pusher.
Bingo. Yeah, bingo. It's exactly what I just said. You are very good at what you're doing, at what you do. There's no doubt about it. And basically, your business is sort of like your spiritual path. So you're learning how to open up for it to be, this will help you as well, because that's kind of what I felt. Like, the bottom line was letting go of emotional control. I mean, that's what we were working with. That's what Spirit's helping with you with. And you are moving into that more open receptivity. Also work with gratefulness in terms of noticing, I know this is like basic stuff, but this will really serve you right now. Notice every morsel of abundance, from like abundance of a beautiful day to abundance of pretty flowers to anything and everything that you can be grateful for. That will really help shift the energies in a positive way for you at this time, and help you to receive more of that nurturance from the universe as you recognize the nurturance. The other piece is to really see how your services are being a benefit to others. And so when you want that new business, you want it to be a benefit for both the client or recipient as well as you. So again, it's almost like your work is really your path. So what you're, to be honest, I just feel like we're confirming what it is that has been dawning upon you. So all of those practices will really just amp up. And they want me to share this. So there are times, to be honest, you know, because I'm a mom and I do all kinds of stuff, that I get a little bit linear. And then I have a client, you know, or I have a group to run. And I'm like, you know what, this vibration's just not gonna cut it. I simply just move into the desire to be of service. You know, it's not about my bills. It's not about, you know, what's in it for me. It's I just give all that to the universe, and I trust the universe to provide for all that. And it's really about, how can I serve God? How can I serve the higher self of the person I'm helping? And I just move into that place of really how to be of service and benefit for all of humanity in whatever ways. Because if I touch one person, they touch another person, and you just never know, like, all the magic that spirit can do through each of us. Now, of course, I'm in spiritual work, but they're saying everyone's in spiritual work. I mean, it really doesn't matter if you put on horseshoes on a horse. Everybody is in spiritual work, because that's really what we are. We are love incarnate. So as you see that love that you are being, like, transmitted or given in the form of your product or the form of the interactions with another, you can rest assured that you know, they're saying your ministry will be covered. And it is a ministry. I mean, it doesn't matter if you make a business card. It doesn't matter what you do. It's a ministry. It's a ministry, because you really are a very high being of light. And that's what they're introducing you to. They're really introducing you to your truth. And say your name one more time.
David.
And say it one more time.
David.
You have opportunity for, oh my gosh, what is this? What is this? David, say your name one more time.
David.
There's some type of blessing coming into your personal affairs. That's really all I know. I wish I could give you more details, but I can just feel the energy of it. And say your name one more time.
David.
There's help. It's an energy of help. It's an energy of light. It feels good. I wish I could bring it down to the linear, but I can just feel the energy of it. So again, what you give out comes back tenfold. And I just feel like you're just in the process of learning and discovering so much. So I hope that is a benefit, and I will leave you with that.
Truly, thank you, Nicole, and thank you, Higher Source. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Okay, Molly, hi, how can we help you?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Thanks.
How can we help you, honey?
With whatever comes through, I guess.
Okay. And say your first name.
Molly.
What do you know that you're not sharing? What do you know that you are not sharing? What are you good at that, I don't know, maybe I'm making this up. Maybe it's something where you could be teaching a class and you're not. Or you have an idea of work at work, but you haven't told anybody. It's something that you've got the goods, and it's like I'm looking at someone that knows how to bake, like, amazing cupcakes, and just keeping that recipe to themselves, you know. And they're watching. Okay, so when I grew up, I used to eat those Drake's cupcakes, and it was like chocolate outside and the vanilla cream inside, and I'm just, like, looking at the quality of that, which is not such good quality, even though kids like it, versus, like, the quality of, like, the gourmet cupcake that you would bake. So it's about exchanging higher wisdom, higher truth, higher help. It's something that you're holding. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
My first guess is crystals.
Okay, and tell me about crystals. What do you know about crystals?
The list is a little bit too long.
Okay. And do you share that wealth of information with others?
Yeah, but I also don't have, like, a way that, like, I can get it out to, like, mass amounts of people. Like, I do when people ask me. I have, like, monthly, like, ceremonies where people come and I, like, share with them that way.
Do they talk to you, the crystals?
Yeah.
I was going to say, please say yes, because they do. Please say yes to that one. All right, sweetheart, hold on one second. It It's so funny because I adore them, and I honestly do not tap into their realm the way you do. Okay, so one moment, please. And say your first name again.
Molly.
And say it one more time.
Molly.
Oh, lady, you have so much to give. You have so much to give. The door's open, by the way. As good as you are and as much as you know about crystals, you have more to learn. So I don't know how you access this information because it's something I really don't do, unfortunately for me. But be open to really just be drawn into their energy, into their life, into their, like, they're showing me a vault. And basically, you've got the keys to the vault in terms of knowledge, and they're saying knowledge is power. And that's what this is all about at this time, is really empowering mass consciousness, Nobody is to be holding their gifts. I mean, that's how I ended up starting to do this. I mean, I always had the gift. I never did anything. I mean, I did it for myself, but I never did anything of a more of a sharing or public manner in this regard. And then Spirit tapped me on the shoulder, and it's like, why do you think you have the gift? You know, it's not just for your amusement. Get out there, get out there. Information is power. And so what you're doing, and say your name one more time.
Molly.
You have incredible intuitive wisdom, intuitive guidance. Whatever you're doing, it's time to take it to the next step. Whether you have classes on crystals, whether you start giving guidance from crystals, whether you set up a blog, Spirit will provide you with the tools and, you know, different methods. And say your name one more time, honey.
Molly.
Your job is to trust yourself. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Like, when I tune into you, it's like, yeah, I can do this pretty good. You don't really get how valuable you are. You really don't get that yet. You really, really, really don't. The best way I can explain this is, you know, when I've been doing this, I just kind of do my thing. It's like, oh, Tuesday, time to do my online group. And then what will happen is months later, I'll hear through the grapevine how something that occurred in a group or a session or whatever, like, really transformed someone's life. Really, really, really. And when I first started hearing this, I was like, it was weird because I really didn't get it, because it's not me. You have to see that. It's like, it's Spirit. It's our divine self impacting people, waking people up, healing people. You have that same capacity. You have that same capacity. And say your name one more time.
Molly.
It's time to use it. Go for it. Advance. Advance, my friend. Advance. It's time. Do you have any questions?
Maybe just a comment in that, like, I know, like, I do crystal sessions, I do crystal tarot, I set up, like, free gatherings for people to come, I have a blog, I have a website, like, so I'm like, okay, like, you guys know I'm doing it, right?
Okay, hold on one second. I'm glad you do that intuitive crystal guidance, because you're amazing at it. You're really amazing at it. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can get you something. One moment, please. Do you channel?
Sometimes. Kind of depends on the person.
One moment, sweetheart. I'm just going to move up in frequency one moment. All right, sweetie. And say your name one more time.
Molly.
And say it one more time.
Molly.
Hold on. There's something more that's coming through for you, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. I keep getting these cards that really don't match what you're telling me. Hold on. Molly, say your name one more time.
Molly.
You got something else coming I am not getting. I'm not sure why I'm not getting it, but I really want to get it. So what about this? If you will email me and you are open to it with no additional charge, let me meet with you like for 10 minutes privately, separately. So that we can bring it forth, because I just feel like there's something else coming. So if I can bring that in, I would love to do that for you. So just email me and we'll set up a little mini session sometime. Okay?
Thank you, Nicole.
All right. Thank you for joining us. All right, Miss Avril, how can we help you?
Hi.
Hi, how can we help you?
I can have a reading from my highest and best good, please.
Of course you can. One moment, please. And say your first name.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
All right, my friend. Who are you? 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 In other words, not what society says, not what your first grade teacher said, what you know yourself to be. So whether it's your light, your magical, your spiritual, you're connected to the truth. And say your name one more time.
Avril.
It's time to set up like some boundaries with some of, like they're saying, the friendly ghosts, which are really not so friendly. In other words, you show up on Earth and you're given this contract, okay? You're given a name. It's sort of like, here's your name, here are your clothes. This is like the persona that you're going to embody and will really consume your life and your daily affairs. And what they're saying is, and say your name one more time. They're saying it's time to expose the truth. So it's time to move into a place beyond those boundaries, beyond the veil. So in other words, you're going to stay, they're saying you're going to stay in costume. You're going to stay in this persona. You're still going to answer to Avril, unless you change your name. You're still going to like do your thing, collect your mail and all that. But you're moving into a place of like resolution from fear and to have like this result, desire to know your truth. I'm literally looking, it's very interesting. Like I see, some kind of royalty and they've got what, they're sitting in their throne and the throne's facing this way, out to the public. And then like immediately where their head is, it's like a double. So now it's the same royalty and they're facing this way, and here is this other dimension. Here's this other dimension, and it's all white, and they're just, you know, bunnies and daffodils and butterflies and, you know, all your love members of all your incarnations and your guides and all that. So in other words, they're asking you to take the time. They're saying, you know, can we trouble you to really play up this extension of truth, this extension of life, because this stuff is going to keep you tethered to the past consciousness, to the past beliefs, and it's very confining in terms of allowing your future to break through. They're very interested in you breaking free right now. This is all about breaking free. I went to a conference, or maybe I was going to go to the conference, I can't remember. Anyway, the conference was called Breaking Free, and I'm literally looking at the registration form of that. So this is what it's about for you, is breaking free. It's time to break out of the old dogma. The world's not going to teach it to you. You have to teach it to yourself. You have to give yourself permission to align with that reality. Now, you do in a lot of ways. I know you. You know, you got your fairy garden, you got this and that, and all that other stuff. And you have that, of course, as daily reminders. So what they want to do now, and say your name one more time, is to do just a little bit more of an active, like, formal approach. So this would almost be like a Louise Hay affirmation calendar. You know, I am a divine being of light. That kind of thing. For you to actually rehearse that, for you to really help, that affirmation actually is a perfect one, to really allow those affirmations to kind of sink in. Now, they want me to share this. So what I do is I have different affirmations of expectancies, like things that I want to anchor in vibrationally. And they always start with an I am. So it's like, I am whatever it is. And you write it. And when you write it, it's not just writing it. You take the time to visualize it and to feel it. To feel it as if it's right now. So if you used to smoke, I am a non-smoker. Or I am engaged in healthy habits or lifestyles, you know, something like that. So it's okay. So you want to feel it, you want to visualize it as if it's happening, it is the reality right now. And I do that 5 times for each affirmation, and I do that every day, or at least that's my goal. Okay, so it's for you to, like, make that list of what your I am statements are. So it could be, I am a child of God, I am a divine being. It anything where you're aligning with your true nature rather than the labels of the world.
Yeah.
Okay, and say your name one more time. It's time for you really to break free and for you to establish, what's the word? It's like for you to establish your own, oh gosh, what would be the word? Say your name one more time, sweetheart. It's for you to establish your own purpose. In other words, you're gonna use the labels of the world unless you come up with your own. So it's sort of like it's for you to establish your own monarchy because you have like a monarchy over yourself. Does that make sense?
So by doing that, I will be drawing, say, more energy to myself so I can get on with this book or promote the book. Or
and say your name one more time. Because if you know that's who you are, if you know you're an angelic being of light, then you know you're entitled to that book. And you know that that's part of your purpose for being here. If you think you're just a woman, well, it's anyone's guess if that book's ever going to materialize. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see.
It's going to empower you.
Yeah, I do need that. I went through a very bad phase lately. And I've turned the corner today, getting back more into a spiritual rhythm of things. I've just let, like you said, the world drag me down. Friends mainly drag me right down. And I've got to focus more on staying on the right track, connecting to my higher self, rather than running around after people.
I got dreams coming true for you, my friend. So, yes, absolutely. When you feel a little off, go on YouTube and get, like, any kind of spiritual channeling or that. If you go to Meditative Mind, they have, and just pick what applies. If you want to get rid of other people's energies, like whatever the issue is, you will find a little recording that you can play in the background to do that. You're very connected to this group. So play one of the recordings from the website. Even if, like, you're really struggling, you're laying on the floor struggling, get that recorder started. So, because just hearing that vibration will help you kickstart back, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Okay, Lynn, L-I-N-H, I don't know how to pronounce that. Hi, and how do you, perfect. Hi, welcome, how can we help you?
Yeah, this is my first time here, and I heard about you from my friend Michael, who you know.
Yes.
Big blonde hair Michael.
Big blonde hair Michael.
Yes.
How can we help you?
Yes, I had an overnight ceremony that I went with him this past Friday. It was one of the most very profound, powerful ceremony I've ever been to. I've had very powerful ceremonies before, but this one was almost very, very uncomfortable physically, but it was very powerful. So I would like some more insight on that and any other messages that comes through.
All right, one moment, sweetheart. Nice to have you join us.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
All right, one moment. I'm going to go back up in frequency, so just be a moment. You're in the process of some type of like baptismal experience. In other words, to kind of baptize you with the new, with the truth, and to relieve you of old tendencies, old doubts, old focuses. So yes, I would imagine it was quite profound. It is life-changing. But there are still a little bit of, I'm going to say like residue of old fears, old beliefs. I've got blue lights going off everywhere confirming this. So that residue is not there to cause you problems. That residue is to help you know what it is that's clinging to you that is no longer needed. So your job, it's like, oh my God, thank goodness I'm in a bright light that I could see that chocolate on my shirt because, you know, I don't want that there. I got to go get the spray and wash, put it in the washing machine, whatever I have to do. So it's that, it's not there to alarm you. It's there to serve you. But you are going through like a major, something pretty significant is going on here. So hold on one second. Let me see what I can tell you. Say your first name?
Lynn.
And say it one more time?
Lynn.
And say it one more time?
Lynn.
I feel at the end of the day, it actually feels fantastic. I'm going to go back to my original statement. I feel like there is, oh my gosh, how would I say this? Like maybe energetic dust bunnies. And they may materialize just in terms of things you see, things you witness, things you remember. Again, it's sort of like my chocolate example. It's not there to be a problem at all. They're saying you've really been an excellent student. It's more so there to provide you a way to be less dense. When I tune into you vibrationally, you really feel very good. And so it's about releasing, letting go of all those, oh gosh, Lynn, say your name one more time.
Lynn.
Lynn, releasing, gosh, how would I put this? There's a tendency to just hold on to stuff that you just don't need to hold on to. So you may do it for security, you may do it for comfort. But I just see you holding on to like a mess of stuff like you really, really, really don't need. I've got, okay, so this will show my age. So years ago, there was a movie, Electric Horseman with Robert Redford and Jane Fonda. And so she's a reporter and she's following him. He's releasing a horse. So think about the theme of this whole thing, releasing a horse. It was used for like promotional things. And he's like, a horse doesn't belong with lights on it. A horse belongs free. So releasing, that's the thing. But here's the thing. Jane Fonda is like city girl. So she's traipsing through like Colorado mountain range or wherever they are with high heel boots on. And so when she's not looking or sleeping, whatever, he just knocks those heels off. And she's like, what are you doing? Those are my expensive, you know, Ferragamo boots or whatever. And he says, you need more practical boots for where you're going. It's like that. I feel very, very good. I've got blue lights confirming this. I feel very good about where you're headed. You are going to be shown areas of distress. So this is, and see it as a teacher. Not to alarm you, I feel like you have protection. I feel like you're being guided. And compliment to you, you are saying yes to your victory. You are saying yes to your advancement. So the way that you know to release stuff is to be able to see it. So when you see stuff, don't need to put on the panic signal. It's like, oh, this is something that I no longer need. Yeah, that is a codependent relationship. Or yeah, that probably isn't such a good habit or whatever. And so as you recognize it, and say your name one more time.
Lynn.
As you recognize it, it just totally dissolves. It totally dissolves. And I still have the whole baptism thing going on for you. This is really about renewal. This is really about cleansing. Anything, any memories, anything that comes, like, I don't know how that ceremony works, but if you kind of get like an afterthought or an after memory, whatever, anything like that, again, it's coming for you to release charges against self. It's not coming to be like, oh my gosh, I need to feel bad or guilty. It's more so of, yeah, they're saying crime and punishment. And say your name one more time.
Lynn.
Thank you. It's more so of inviting you into the clear breeze. So it's sort of like, you know, Joshua standing forth. And it's like, there is no sin, there's only mistake. There is no sin, there's only mistake. So it's like, as you acknowledge the mistake, it's just like karma done. And it has to do with grace on your life and your, gosh, you're just being very proactive right now. It's really, really good. In terms of, you know, and here's the bottom line I want to share with you as well. They want me to share this. What the heck is it that I'm sharing? Wisdom erases karma. Wisdom erases karma. So in other words, if you had something that it's like, okay, they want me to explain this. So karma is not a punishment. Karma is, if you just have a belief or you're engaged in something, you know, those energies come back to you, not as punishment, but as education. Education, because obviously you don't understand yet. So once you have that understanding, if you're acting in a very proactive manner, once you have that understanding, you have no need for the experience. So again, that's what this is all about. This is about cleansing. This is about renewal. And your joy, truly. Mm-hmm. So does that answer your questions?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And Carmen, how can we help you today?
Hello.
Hi, how can
I
help you? Hi.
Hi, is good, please.
Okay. you got a cutie with you. And say your first name.
Carmen.
Do what you love. Do what you love. They're showing, they just use me as an example so I understand what it is I'm supposed to tell you. So I'm looking at my life and I have choices, you know, like how to expand my spiritual offerings. You know, I could do more of this, I could do more of that. I can't do it all, it turns out. I mean, there's just no way, Carmen. I mean, I'm raising a kid and, you know, single parent, all this, like, it's just not happening. I cannot do it all. So what they're saying to you and they're saying to me, I just got the answer to my question, so thank you, is do what you love most. And the reason is what you're passionate about is where you're going to put the highest vibration of love. And in addition to what you do that's groovy and wonderful and terrific, you're actually a healer. So the bottom line is the more that you stay connected, like I'm looking at the buddy system when I was like in summer camp, like I had to have a buddy in the swimming pool and all that. And I literally see you with the buddy system. And the buddy system is that which tickles you, like that which just excites you. So for me, I'm just going to use my example. Like, I can kind of give psychic readings. I mean, I really can more times than not. But that doesn't really do it for me as much as using someone coming for a psychic reading for spirit to help them on their path, for spirit to open them up to their empowerment, their abilities, their highest good. rather than just looking at life just from that linear, okay, do I do this or do I do that kind of thing. But even when they do that, they always answer it from helping someone see like their life purpose, that kind of thing. So like that's where, not that I shine, where I'm just happiest on a personal level, where I'm really in those higher energies. So if you want a traditional psychic reading, don't come to me. You know, that kind of thing. So it's the same thing with you. And say your first name, please.
Carmen?
Your job is to really do more. This is kind of like Abraham, and Otto's going to laugh. This is really like an Abraham teaching. What feels good to you, what interests you, what brings you joy is what's going to bring more money, more customers, more. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to find the more you walk this path that you're actually excellent at a lot of things. You're first tapping into some things. You've got abilities you don't even know of. So again, do what it is that you love, because here's the bottom line. I'll leave you with this. Like on one level, I'm making this up, but on one level, let's say you're an astrologer and you could just be doing someone's chart and it's like, well, your chart says this today. But the thing is, you're also opening up to your intuitive wisdom and your healing abilities. And so the more that you keep things in your heart, the more you stay enthusiastic, actually you're doing two things. And people are going to come, it's kind of like me, people are going to come to you for one thing, but Spirit's actually going to use the meeting for a higher purpose. So that's why your development and those higher abilities is essential.
Okay. One of the brilliant things I would love to do is, because I'm a family of five and we live in a small house, is I would really love to move into a bigger house. And my husband's ailment has been, it's not getting any better. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad asking him to do things around the house to get ready to sell. Mm-hmm. And so I guess I'm just wondering, is it the higher, because now I'm just questioning, should I even be moving? Is it a sign that I shouldn't be moving?
Okay, one moment, please. Say your first name and say your husband's name.
Carmen Edward.
And say your name one more time.
Carmen.
I didn't know you had five. Oh, family of five, so you have three.
Family, God, no. I have three kids.
Three, okay. I was thinking five kids, oh my gosh, and you have time to talk to me. All right, one moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Carmen.
So do you own the house that you actually have to sell a house?
Yes.
Hold on. Checking another deck. Hold on. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Carmen.
Gosh, I have to write all this down. The cards were basically just breathe, patience, and planning. Then there was a positive card, and then ultimately material harvest. There you are. So yeah, I think you can do this, but you probably don't want to push yourself or your husband as much. And say your name one more time.
Carmen.
Oh, I know what it came to me, and I forgot it, but I remember it now. Thank you. The first thing I heard was there is an easier way. I don't know what it means, but I do feel like Spirit will help you. Spirit will help you. I don't know if something opens up and you just glide right into another house. I don't know what it is. But Spirit is involved in supporting you. It's almost like divine timing, not your timing, is how it feels to me. And say your name one more time.
Carmen.
Yeah, I would work with Spirit a little bit more. So, I mean, you have to do things like on a physical level, obviously, but do things on a spiritual level as well to create the move. And I feel like you're going to have greater success. Like, work on it energetically. Work on it with your spiritual support. And somehow you're going to be guided. I don't know what that means. I don't know if some maintenance man comes and offers really cheap labor to do what it is your husband can't do. Like, I don't know how, but you have the ability to work with Spirit to make it happen in a way that otherwise it would be harder. That's all I know.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Nicole.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Okay, Sango. Sango? Hi, sweetheart. How can I help you?
Nice to see you, first of all. Actually, you know, the old issue.
Okay, so I'm going to cut you off. For some reason, okay. When you speak, it's hard to hear you.
Really? Is it okay now?
Yeah, it's still hard to hear you. So what we may want to do, and say your name one more time. Yeah. Let us do this. You're going to be like Molly. What if, instead of giving you the reading now, you and I can connect another time separately for the same amount of time, and I'll give you your reading separately, because I'm not going to be able to understand. Okay, but it's so good to see you. All right, sweetheart. Okay, Danielle.